Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jetta Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. All right, Mel Kiper's latest mock draft. We'll get to that this segment. Who he's got the Eagles taking with the 12th pick in the draft. Do you agree with John's assertion that they should actually avoid, for a couple different reasons, avoid a wide receiver at pick 12? Also, Twitter poll question of the day. Let's put some position groups on the table here. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can book daily fee golf at White Clay Creek Country Club, located on the grounds of Delaware Park. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, which position do you most want to see the Eagles target with the 12th pick in the first round of the draft? A, we're going to get four choices here. We'll do them in alphabetical order. And they are probably the four most likely positions that they will choose in the first round. A, well, we could have put safety on here also. We actually didn't put that. Could have put that. A, cornerback. B, defensive lineman. C, offensive lineman. D, wide receiver. If we had an E, we would have put a safety in there.
Or linebacker. I mean, there's
but they probably are not going to draft a linebacker.
But there's no safety that's expected to go near 12.
Well, that's true. Yeah. No, that's a good... That's
Parsons, at least, is a guy who's projected in that range.
That's a very fair point. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Do you agree with John's assertion to actually avoid drafting a wide receiver in the first round? Roger in South Jersey. I don't agree with that. Roger, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, fellas, or morning, whatever it is. I love listening to you. You guys already know that.
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
So I kind of agree with John, and let me just do a few little things here. So working at the University of Oklahoma and being around the athletic department, first of all, every game, I can't tell you how many times CeeDee Lamb would go to the sidelines with his hands up or shaking his head because Jalen didn't get him the ball. CeeDee Lamb seems to be a superstar. And John's right. You better get somebody that can play some defense. And I can only imagine if my beloved Steelers drafted a wide receiver, several wide receivers and missed and then kept on drafting wide receivers. I mean, it don't at this point, it don't matter if you have the best wide receivers in the world if you ain't going to have no corners to D up. You better and let me just say this. Being at OU, I watched the University of Texas for years. Now, check this out. Ever since Vince Young won them the championship in 05, Texas was taking all these five-star recruits. And every year they would be in the top five in recruiting. But the problem was they were taking, this kid came from a hurry-up spread. This kid is a big tight end jumbo package. They had a bunch of mismatched parts. And what happened was Charlie Strong came in there to save the day. He got ran out. And then Herman shows up. And he says, well, wow, you got this kid that belongs to this system and this kid that belongs to this system.
So let's get to it, Roger. Your point with the Eagles is you want them to have a system, stick to it, and draft players for it?
Well, and you're in scary waters with your coach there. Who knows how long he'll be around, but you better have a system in place where you start drafting what fits your system. They lucked out with Chip Kelly and Lane Johnson. I could see where they drafted, your coach was a hurry-up spread offensive guy. You drafted Lane Johnson because he came from a hurry-up spread offense. That made sense. But then when you move forward and you have to go to a new coach or a new offensive coordinator, you got to watch that you don't have a bunch of mismatched parts.
Roger, that's
a great point.
It's a very good point. Appreciate the call. I mean, John, I've referenced reading Bill Polian's book a couple years ago, and that is one of the main things that stuck with me. He's one of the great executives of modern times of football.
Yeah.
And one of the main themes of his book is the coach and what he's going to run and the general manager and who he's going to draft and who he's going to sign. They better be on the same page to understand what that coach needs to run what he wants to run.
Right.
Now, I will say this. Sirianni has been clear publicly, at least, I'll say publicly, that he wants to be nimble based on the type of personnel he has, and that is important. And by the way, Belichick, for all the talk about Belichick and a New England system, he was pretty nimble also. I mean, Belichick would have a three wide receiver wide, you know, thing going with Randy Moss and Welker and those guys, Dante Stallworth. And within about 3 years, 2 years, he transitioned to a two tight end offense based on I got Gronk and Aaron Hernandez now. So you do have to work with what you have, but Polian's point was
they're an extreme example.
Be on the same page.
The Patriots are an extreme example of having guys with versatility where they can run a 3-4 one week and the next week run a 4-3.
Well, that too.
And totally throw an offense off because they can't possibly know what to expect. They have a different game plan every week when they're good.
Right. And they did that to the Eagles in the 04 Super Bowl, literally changing.
Four. Yeah. Part of what makes Belichick so great. Now, I do think that when you bring in a coach who is compliant from the get-go, it increases your chances of having that, you know, in lockstep relationship between the front office and the coach because the front office is dictating the path to the coach. But basically what he was saying to us is you have to have a plan.
Yep.
You have to have a theme. You have to, you know what to expect from your guys because this is what you're plugging them into. We don't have that advantage right now, for sure. From our perspective, we don't know exactly what we're going to look like because it's all brand new. And that's my worry is that the Eagles don't have a concrete plan. My worry is that everything is sort of willy-nilly all over the place. Once again, I don't believe they expected Doug Peterson to not be the coach. And they've sort of been flying by the seat of their pants ever since,
I agree
trying
with that.
To make up for that change, the drastic change they weren't expecting. I don't think they were expecting, you know, when last season started, that they would be in the market for a new quarterback.
Certainly not.
You got a lot of issues where you're sort of trying to use some white out and figure out a new path.
Yep.
I hope that path has been established. It better be by the time they draft.
By the way, I'm laughing because when you said whiteout, look, I was very young as typewriters were going out of style, but it was a disaster. And anybody over the age of about 40 knows. It was a disaster when you had to use the type instead of computers. Oh. And you'd be like far down through the page and you would make a mistake. The 20-year-olds out there right now listening have no idea what we're talking about.
Zero idea.
But I mean, just trust. When you would be far down a page typing and you would have to do whiteout and then hopefully realign the paper.
That was the realigning.
Back into the typewriter so that it wasn't all, I mean, that was awful. But anyway.
Yes.
Hey, we have a pair. And people over 40 know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep.
We have a pair of movie passes to give away today for you and a guest to see Godzilla vs. Kong in theaters and streaming on HBO Max. It's streaming now. It's rated PG-13. It was yesterday. Well, it would have been yesterday, tax day. Now, tax day got pushed back to next month, April 15th. Obviously, one of those days and one of those things, concepts, like, oh, you better get your taxes in on time. It's something people dread, rightfully so. Taxes are not fun, very complicated, and it's a nuisance beyond belief, and it's something that obviously we as Americans dread. Now, I'm curious, John, from you, from Seltzer and everyone at 215-592-9494. Looking today for something people dread. I want to hear from you. What's something you dread? Now, I would encourage people, think in terms of the kind of thing that a lot of people dread, right? I mean, first and foremost, what's something that hits a lot of people? But also, we're not talking like the uber serious here. I want to be clear. I'm not looking for,
getting,
you know,
COVID or something.
I'm not talking about Corona. I'm not talking about a terrorist strike. I mean, I get it. There's some serious things out there in society. I totally get it.
The more banal things.
Yeah, so I'm talking about the everyday life sort of thing. John, when you think of something everyday life that you dread, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494, mixing it in with all this Eagles conversation. John, something you dread, what hit you?
76.
It's a tremendous answer.
I dread that experience every morning when I get plug into Waze, the route that I need to take, and if I see that there's a car pulled over or something in the road or some sort of accident, I don't have many other choices.
Yep.
And I know I'm just going to have to sit and wait and watch the rubbernecking occur.
Total disaster. Great answer. Seltzer, something that you dread.
Yeah, I'll go with something personal just to not take answers off the board for other people. And you two know this, but I bet the audience does not. I dread every week having to come up with Beat the Hammer questions.
Well, I think the audience does know because you talk about it all the time.
Well, it's
so hard to have five quick questions.
I don't want to repeat a question. I've asked every Philly sports-related question you can ask. It's just, I dread it. I dread it every week.
And I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you keep track of what you've asked.
Do you keep them all, James?
Yes, yes.
That's
I have
good.
A whole thing that I search. If I want to come up with a question, I have to look and say, have I ever asked this question before? Have I ever had an answer with this? It's a process, is what I'm saying.
Listen, I applaud your commitment to the show. I can imagine that, you know, at some point gets a little more tricky. The hammer just keeps rattling off wins. I mean, what are you going to do? All right, let me give you a double dose of things that I dread. I'm going to go with twosome here. One from my adult years, and then one I'm going to go back to being a kid. As an adult, I flat out dread oversleeping. I go to bed every night. I swear, I'm not making this up. I go to bed every night concerned.
Dread it more.
About whether.
Clearly you don't dread it enough.
Dread it harder.
Listen, that was an alarm clock issue. I would sort of say not entirely my fault. I have since rectified that with a second alarm clock. But anyway, I can't imagine that I'm alone in the fear of oversleeping. And John, let me take everyone back to childhood, because I got to imagine this is something that has to have hit everybody as a kid. Dreading being, especially when you had a tough teacher, non-tough teacher, whatever, you can kind of walk all over them, whatever, no big deal. But the tough teacher, John, the concept as a child, whatever grade, first grade, 12th grade, everything in between, being unprepared for a class was a pit in the stomach experience.
Really?
There might be a pop quiz. I might get called on with my hands down, but the teacher's like, hey, Joe, what do you think? And if I knew I walked into that class unprepared, that was a dreadful feeling.
Well, then don't walk into class unprepared.
But I did.
But that's on you. You didn't dread it enough, clearly, to do the right thing.
Oh,
I was in fourth grade. My dad said, Johnny, all you got to do is do your homework at home, and you'll be good to go. And what a great tip that
was. Well, he's right. He's dead right.
Just do the reading. Yeah. Do the work when you're at home when you're supposed to, and you don't have to worry about the pop quiz.
Look, man, I'm just telling you, that for me was a real fear. Now, again, we're looking for the everyday life type experience, not the incredibly serious, you know, type societal issues that obviously we all know, Corona and all sorts of stuff. But what's sort of an everyday thing that you dread and that others dread as well? Best answer by the end of the show is going to win the pair of passes to the movies. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. We're also going to get to Mel Kiper's mock draft. Let's talk to Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andy?
Fellas, what's good? How we doing?
What's up, Andy?
Man, Joe, you got ripped for weeks for coming in late that day. But what's up with both of you guys leaving early yesterday when you knew it was going to be possibly a rain out? You had to have two producers finished the show, which they did a great job, by the way. And then they had to end their show early and have Marks and Reese come in early because you two boneheads left early.
All right, a couple things, sir. Andrew, a couple things. Let me get this off my chest. I'm glad you brought this up. Let me address it. First off, I blame Seltzer the most because I asked him near the end of the show, how are we looking on rain? He's like, oh, it's not supposed to rain in New York till 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it wasn't. They forecasted
so,
after and canceled
okay,
the game.
So,
I can only see what I can
so,
see.
So hold on, Andy.
Report.
Not your turn to talk, Andy. So number one, I left right after the show because Seltzer said, you know, it was not going to rain until 3. I thought that was a reasonable thing. Number two, I am sitting in the parking lot of Abington Pharmacy in Abington at the time that I hear that it's been rained out. It's whatever time it is. So I'm about 35 minutes away. First thing I do is I text my boss, Spike Eskin, and say, hey, I can come in. Second thing I do, I call the warm line here, the inside line for the studio, to pop on the air with James because I figure, you know, he probably doesn't have many phone calls here. Let me help him out. Simultaneously, I turn my car around to start driving back to the studio, very willing to pop back on the air sometime in the 1 o'clock hour. And my boss says, it's okay. We've got it covered. Stay where you are. So
yeah,
I thought I did everything I possibly could. Now, Richie, on the other hand.
I didn't even know about this.
Richie, on the other hand.
No surprise there.
So I think, Andy, if anything, I think I deserve an attaboy Seltzer deserves an attaboy, and Richie, make of it what you will.
Well, no surprise with Richie not knowing the situation, but you not doing your job. You should be aware of the weather. Everybody knew that game was possibly going to be rained out.
I heard Seltzer. I heard him. I got the green light to go.
I just followed directions.
They had the field covered with the tarp. Come on, man.
All right, Andy, talk to me on the Eagles. What do you got?
All right, as far as the Eagles go, if Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle are on the board at 12 or Penisul are on the board at 12, you make that pick. You don't even think twice about it. You need some skill players.
I'd agree with Penisul.
You can't just base a cornerback's not going to get us where we got to go. Do we need one? Absolutely. But you still got Asante Samuel Jr. You got Newsom that'll be around with that second round pick. So we got to build up this offense. If a stud like that is available, you make that move.
All right, Andy, give me something. Give me something people dread.
All right, well, I think all dads can relate to this. My kids are a little bit older now, but when my kids were younger, changing a crappy diaper.
Oh, good answer. That's a really good answer.
I don't mind it. It's fine. It's whatever.
I think
that's not a great answer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. It's really quick. Especially when it's your kid. Like, it's really not
that's
a big
fair.
Deal.
Okay, that,
it's
that
a
makes
small
sense.
Amount of
yeah,
waste.
It's, okay. It's not a huge
usually.
Undertaking.
Is
yeah.
it something you dread more the first three times
yeah.
and then you just get so used to
you
it?
Get yes. so used to it. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That
even,
makes
you
sense.
Think about it.
Seltzer, you did well yesterday. You and Fritz.
Thanks, man.
I was very, very impressed.
It's always fun when you hop on with no plan, no nothing, and just start talking. So I thought it went all right.
It is a little tricky. I've been in that spot. It's not the easiest spot in radio. You're kind of starting from scratch. You're not really prepared to do a show. James, you were down the hall, and someone's like, just get in the
yeah,
studio?
Yeah, I was recording a podcast with Elliot right there, and Spike walks in and was like, hey, we need you on the air. I'm like,
wow.
Okay, we'll finish this
wow.
later, Elliot.
So good work, man. Good work. All right, speaking of work, Mel Kiper's put in the work for many, 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 many years on draft preparation, and he's the godfather of it all. He really is. And he recently put out another mock draft. And let's get to it here and see who he's got the Eagles taking with the 12th pick. By the way, we'll talk to Howard Eskin coming up at 11, usually with us on Thursdays, but with the Phillies' planned day game yesterday. Howard was kind enough to move his time from Thursday to Friday. So we'll talk to the King at 11 about all this. Latest mock draft, John, I'll kind of fly through the first couple of picks, and then we'll zero in where the Eagles are getting near at 12. So Mel's got, of course, you know, Trevor Lawrence going number one to Jacksonville, Zach Wilson number two to the Jets, totally expected. Mm-hmm. And it does seem like the strong expectation, a lot of people think the draft starts with pick three, and all the experts are basically saying Mac Jones, the Bama quarterback, to San Fran at pick three.
That's crazy. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. Well, that's what he's got, and that's what others have. So,
for what it's worth, the betting odds have shifted. It's now Justin Fields. Mac Jones was the favorite bit, and yesterday, at least in certain spots, Justin Fields became the favorite for the three picks. So there are kind of warring things going on.
Okay. Fourth pick.
He's not worth the third pick. Mac Jones is not worth the third pick overall.
Okay. Fourth pick, Mel's got one of those mock draft trades, so he actually sides Miami into the fourth pick from six, making a trade with Atlanta, and he's got Miami taking Kyle Pitts, the tight end from Florida, four. Then you get to five. Now, this is a player that some have thought maybe could drop down to 12 with the Eagles, but he's got Penei Sewell going to the Bengals at pick five. He probably will not be there for the Eagles.
That's
at 12.
The way it started.
It is the way it started.
Everyone thought the Bengals were taking him.
Then it's six. Now, this is where he's got Atlanta going from four to six. He's got Atlanta taking Trey Lance, the quarterback from North Dakota State. And you should root for that. I mean, if you want the Eagles to have as many non-quarterbacks available, root for all these quarterbacks to go off the board.
This is going great so far.
So far, not bad for the Eagles. All right, pick seven. It's inevitable. Jamar Chase. He's not going to make it to 12. He's got Detroit taking Jamar Chase at pick seven.
Mm-hmm. So you could have had him in this case.
In this case, could have had him. Pick eight, Carolina. Taking Devontae Smith, the Bama wide receiver. Okay.
Yeah.
Pick nine, Denver, Micah Parsons. John will be thrilled if that happens because he does not want the Eagles to draft the Penn State linebacker Parsons at 12. Pick number 10, the New England Patriots. This is one of those mock draft trades that Mel creates with a Patriots-Cowboys trade. He's got the Patriots here taking Justin Fields, the Ohio State quarterback. A lot of people think that
you've heard that Belichick loves him.
We've heard that. We've also heard Belichick attached to Mac Jones. Maybe he gets one or the other. Whoever's still there, we'll see. Then you get to pick 11. So you still got some prime players available.
Still got Surtain on the board.
I know you do.
Waddle's on the board, too.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Giants pick at pick 11. This would make John very happy. Jalen Waddle to the Giants.
Yes.
Opening up the path for the Eagles with pick 12 to take Alabama cornerback.
Yes.
Patrick Surtain. The write-up from Mel, he says the Eagles traded out of the top 10 and moved to number 12, which essentially took them out of the quarterback race. They could also miss out on the top wide receivers here. I suspect they would jump at Waddle if he made it here. Just looking through the roster, though, corner should be a priority, and they've had their pick of all of them on the board if it shakes out this way. Surtain is the most fundamentally sound defensive back in the class. John, I guess
what a dream.
You love this one.
Dream come true. But I cannot imagine the Giants with Kenny Golladay, Darius Slayton, Sterling Shepard, John Ross, and Kyle Rudolph going Waddle with that 11th pick overall. I would love it. I just don't think it's likely.
Well, it really could happen. I mean, really,
it
really comes down to this. The team's right in front of the Eagles. Because you know the five or six or seven top guys are going to be the five or six top guys in whatever order. It really comes down to the teams right in front of the Eagles. And, of course, the possibility of trades where teams could leapfrog the Eagles. We've seen that happen before. How do those teams, 8, 9, 10, 11, value Waddle versus Devontae Smith versus Surtain versus Micah Parsons and, you know, a couple others? Does New England jump in front? You know, what does Dallas do if they hold their pick and don't make a trade? I mean, that's pretty much what it comes down to. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. In that case, by the way, Surtain had picked 12. Incredibly, 12th pick in the draft would be only the second defensive player picked in that mock draft, with Parsons being the only other defensive player. That's a very unbalanced, unusual draft. Let's go to the Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. How you doing, Sledge?
Jojo, what's up, man?
Good, man. I saw you tweeting at me last night, Sledge.
Yeah, that's a little weird. No one wants to know that you're in the tub tweeting.
Like, you tweeted that you were in the tub?
There might have been a tub tweet last night.
Oh, man. Joe.
Yeah, no one needs to know about that, Joe. That's keep for yourself. That's a little crossing the weird too much.
Sledge is correct in this case.
Yeah. I was reading a good book. I was inspired. You know, what do you want me to do?
Could you just tweet about the book? You didn't have to.
I could have.
Oh, my Lord. Anyway, King Richie of Camelot, how you doing?
Holy cow. Normally your comments are a little rough around the sledges, but I think you're dead on with what you said about Joe.
You
too, man. Not bad.
There you go. So anyway, JoJo, we're going to let you in on a little wisdom here. I understand your want and need to beef up the offense, but answer me one question here. What good is that going to do you if you do not have a defense that's capable of stopping the opposing offense?
Hey, listen, yeah, I get it. I'm not opposed to the corner. I want to be really clear, Sledge. My objection to John today is him being extremely opposed to wide receiver. I mean, I'm open to all of it. D-line, O-line, corner, wide receiver. I do think wide receiver and corner are the two biggest areas of current need, but I'm certainly not scratching wide receiver off the list the way John is.
Well, you figure. I mean, we're mainly for the most part, we're going to be running three wide receivers.
That is true. Most NFL teams do that. That's right.
Yeah, if we run four, okay, you might have the instance where they run Arcega-Whiteside. Maybe use one of the
Arcega-Whiteside connect. Listen. Forget the field. Arcega-Whiteside shouldn't be on the team. Okay, so just to be clear, I mean, this really comes down to, like, does Fulgham even make the team? But Arcega-Whiteside, I've seen enough to know at some point you just got to cut your losses. I believe that guy, he can't play.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Fulgham stands a better chance of making the team than Whiteside.
Probably, I don't know. But listen, Arcega-Whiteside still has that second-round cachet. Now, they were deactivating him as that year went on. I'll tell you this, though, man. Bad sign on Fulgham, and we've heard some talk, some scuttlebutt that, you know, he's not the most committed. And he had every opportunity in the world last year to play and play a lot. And incredibly, after a great month, he totally disappeared November and December. I mean, literally did nothing. And that is a terrible sign for his career. Sledge, give me what you got here, something people dread.
I'll give you something. But, yeah, that is a bummer. But I would wait until at least maybe the third round, maybe second, to get a receiver.
Okay, what do people dread?
at something you dread. I mean, I don't know if Ricky and Seltzer would agree with this one, but, man, do I dread having to go to my in-laws.
Oh, that's a pretty good answer for some, you know, for some people. I mean, I you hear that.
You hear that, yeah. I have good in-laws, but I've heard it many times.
Yeah, that's interesting. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, the King Howard asking a lot of issues to talk to Howard about the Eagles, the draft, also the NBA issue of, you know, guys sitting out. What does Howard make of it, and does he have any solution for the situation? We'll talk to the King Howard asking next. Rock all the calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parx Sportsbook app, my sportsbook app of choice. Baseball is back. Golf is in full swing. Sign up now. Bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more. And Parx has an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. The Parx Sportsbook app, the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley. They have it all, live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball. Bet on things like points, rebounds, goals, and strikeouts. And why not take a look at pro hoops tonight? Philadelphia is a 2-point favorite hosting that other team from L.A. We have won 16 of 20 at home. New customers only. Sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parx Casino Sportsbook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.